Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tipa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Hello and welcome to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. My name is Greg Phelps and joining me as usual is Tipa Snow. And Tipa, let's see, you're on the road, you're at home, you're in your new care teaching center. You get hit with questions once in a while. Do any of them ever sort of stun you still after all these years of doing this?
Some of them are sort of surprising because I thought, oh my. So we got one not long ago. It's like, how do you keep care staff from getting hit when somebody's in late stage and they don't have words or language and they're trying to get them to do things and they just get hit? How do you keep that from happening? And when I got it, it was like, huh. Wow. Well, number one, step back so you're outside arm's reach. That'd be step one. So why are we quite so close if somebody's not liking what we're doing? And of course, I've been around long enough. What do you think the answer to that one is, Greg?
Well, I'm still laughing, Tipa. Yeah. You know, it's
but you got to get their clothes up, but you got to get them washed. They got to have a shower. They got to take a bite, because if they don't, and it's like, let's finish the sentence. If they
saying, gotta. I mean, this sounds like you have an agenda, Tipa. You have, all of a sudden, I'm hearing Tipa is task oriented. I got 5 minutes to do Mary.
Yeah, there's the problem right there. We're thinking of Mary as a non-being. We're seeing Mary as nothing but the thing that needs to get done. Something needs to be done to Mary, for Mary, around Mary. And as long as that's our belief, that Mary is not present and Mary doesn't have her own agenda and Mary might really need us to be responsive rather than reactive, and we need to read what's going on. If Mary doesn't have words, wow, that puts her in a really tough place, because that means she's going to have limited ways to let us know that what we're proposing isn't what she's interested in. And we might even be tricking her, heaven forbid. We might think that we're giving her info, and when what we're really giving her are smiles and nods and sort of a okay, and she goes, oh, okay. And what I just said is, I'm going to put you in the shower. So imagine Mary's surprise when I start moving her toward the shower or trying to take her clothes off. And it's like, well, if somebody came up to you, Greg, on the street and suddenly started to said, oh, so I'm going to take you to tea, are you good with that?
Well, I'm watching your head nodding and I'm going, oh, well, I must be going to do this.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden I started to take your shirt off. How many people out there think that right off you'd go, oh, okay, well, I guess we switch gears. And it's like, oh, on the street here? Well, this is interesting. I mean, who are you? Versus, whoa, call the police. What the heck? This guy is accosting me. This woman is trying to do something she shouldn't be doing. And to me, that we're still at this place is like, wow. Well, we made progress, but clearly it's a hit and miss operation as to whether or not, because we talk about changing the culture of care one mind at a time. Every now and then, I sort of get tricked into thinking, oh, more minds have changed than have changed, because there's still a lot of landmines out there.
Speaking of landmines, there's a commercial that caught my ear on TV, and it was something to do with dementia or Alzheimer's. And it stopped me in my tracks, and I had to go back, and I think, what is it, Rex the dog or Rex?
Rexalti, if you Rexalti. Have Alzheimer's that is causing agitation, Alzheimer's causing agitation, not you, Greg, causing the agitation, not your voice, not what your agenda, but simply you have Alzheimer's and that's what's causing your agitation. I'm not sure how we know that, because all those other factors should be figuring in. But if that's the case, we could give you something. It's been around for a bit. And under the black box warning, which they say super carefully and way up front, if you're an older person living with dementia, experiencing psychosis, this could result in heart attack, stroke, death, Your risk of something bad going on is quite high. You could have falls, you could have injuries, but you'll be quiet and not repeating the same, because one of the descriptions was you say the same thing over and over again.
Now, I have this nauseous feeling in my stomach, because that would almost be like greasing the skids in a lot of cases. You know, let's just make the exit that much faster. Not pointing at any particular person, product, place, or thing. But yeah. When you listen to the circumstances, you go, holy doo-doo.
I know. Because mom used to be loving. Her voice was kind. Her hands were gentle. And now she's reacting negatively to you and what you're doing. And it's like, maybe you need training. I mean, this idea that we don't have a role in what happens, the environment doesn't have a role, how we're trying to get people to do things doesn't have a role, and that there's this magic medication you can deliver that will make everything wonderful, or else kill somebody. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's really like the question, sort of this like, wow, I thought we were in a different place. And the fact that the FDA approved it based on the results of this study. When you look at the study and you look at the tool they used and you look at how they did this, oh my heavens, it's concerning.
Well, somewhere along the line, when you and I were younger, it was basically suck it up, right? You know, you didn't have all of these wonderful medications. Right. Now we have medications for everything, but are we really further ahead? Yes, there's been some great advancements, but we have been conditioned now to, I want a pill.
Here's the magic pill. If you take this magic pill, then you will have no issues anymore. And it's like, well, I don't know that that's the case. I mean, as my friend who's a nurse practitioner says, for every medication, there is a benefit and there is a cost. And what we have to be sure is that the cost doesn't outweigh the benefit. And what is it we're doing that's causing what's happening? Is this really the right medication for what's happening? Or are we putting a cover on a pot and it continues to boil? And all we do is create a pressure cooker. And I'm concerned that all too often, without digging deeper into the awareness that dementia is a very complicated condition, and we shouldn't be asking people without any awareness, knowledge, or skill to be the primary people who are involved in the care unless we're willing to devote some energy into preparing them for that role for years, years, not days, not weeks, but years of life, because there's life to be lived after diagnosis. And this is sounding like we're just going to put people on hold and try to keep them quiet for a bit till they're gone.
Hipa, if somebody wants to talk to somebody about this, who would they talk to? I mean, a pharmacist is going to be some help, a doctor may be some help, but who, have you got somebody in your organization that can sort of give me some alternatives to medication?
Yeah, what we do is do a consultation about, let's explore what might be triggering some of this stuff. When does it happen? When does it not happen? What time of day, what kind of situations are coming up? Who all's involved? Who isn't involved? What's changed? We really want to help you look harder at, is it the dementia or is it something else? And if it's something else, what can we do about that? If it is the dementia, what can we really revise so we can get somewhere? So we really truly believe in living life well. And it means you don't want to live with regrets and neither do I. So let's see what we could do together. And it's called consultation.
And knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Hipa, thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
For more information on today's program or any other dementia care related topics, visit tipasnow.com.
Hi, I'm Tipa Snow, and you just found our YouTube channel and watched one of our videos. I'm the owner and founder of Positive Approach to Care. Thanks for watching. And if you liked, if you have a comment about, or you would, please share it with people you know. Oh, and if you haven't yet done it, consider subscribing. We'll let you know when the next new video comes out. And you might want to visit our website. www.tipasnow.com, where you'll find other resources as well. See you there.